very, very important to recognise some of the signs that someone may be suffering in the mental health space. And there are some workshops that may be able to cover some of that for us with Lifeline, Hutter and Central Coast. Their training manager, Dr. June Anderson, joins us at the moment. Good morning, June. Mental health, it's not something we can always see that someone's struggling with. It is pretty important, though, to pick up on it if you can, yeah?
Yes, good morning, Mark. We conduct regular workshops in mental health first aid for that very reason, so that we can help our participants develop a stronger understanding of what certain mental health conditions might look like, sound like, for those experiencing a problem.
Because the workshops are mental health first aid, so the idea we can sort of pick up on something before it gets, a bit further down the line. What actually will be covered in these workshops?
Well, early intervention, as you're referring to, is by far the best approach, if at all possible. And so for those people who are alert to the signs or the symptoms of possible mental health problems, then the earlier we encourage those to seek help if they haven't already, because 35% of people who experience a mental health problem don't seek help. So those people in the community, a little bit like physical first aid, if we have those in the community who are attuned to mental health first aid, then some of those who aren't seeking help might have support and encouragement.
June, 35%, that's a little over a third, one in three. Is there still some stigma about mental health as to why you think people might not be reaching out when they need it, or there's some other factors at play?
Yeah, stigma and taboo shrouds mental health conditions, and it's because it's mostly unseen, and we appreciate perhaps more readily physical dilemmas, a physical illness. It's not so easy to see a mental illness or mental health problems, and it affects one in five people every year. So up to 3.2 million people in Australia in any given year are experiencing some form of mental health problem, so it's really common.
That is a lot of folks to be suffering, and particularly if a third of those are suffering in complete silence and not getting the help they need. That's where the courses will come and, into play and help, the Mental Health First Aid put on by Lifeline. When exactly are the next courses coming up and running? I know you do them fairly regularly, June. When will we see the next ones hit the Hunter?
The next one is a youth mental health first aid workshop in Islington at our training centre in Islington. That's on the 9th and 10th of October. We put that one on additionally to our normal community training program because it is in demand. So this one has the standard mental health first aid approach with an additional overlay of working with young people. And we do know that mental health problems reveal themselves in adolescence. So that's a really good early intervention time. If we can recognise that a young person might be struggling with depression or anxiety, that we can help them get the support they need and deserve. So that's the orientation of the Youth Mental Health First Aid Workshop. We also have the general one in October at Islington and another youth workshop at Wyoming in November.
June, some great events coming up. Hopefully we get some people there that need that helping hand. Thank you for your time outlining some of that this morning for us.
Thank you.
From Lifeline Hunter and Central Coast, the training manager, Dr. June Anderson, about those mental health first aid courses that are coming up, or those programs coming up. We've got some details about that at the 2NURFM website on the Morning Show page.